Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press star one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I will turn over the meeting to Mr. Max Rodriguez, Sales Executive for Security of Latin America. Sir, you may begin.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for participating. I'm aware that in some parts of Latin America, today is a holiday, Columbus Day. But nevertheless, for Mexico, we understand that many of you are available to participate in this call. This call today is going to introduce you, for those that are not familiar with, the security portfolio and how to present the value of a portfolio to our customers and able for them to understand why we are different than the competition, why our solutions are stronger, address their business problems more clearly, and able to provide value quicker than anybody else in the industry. For this, we have invited Pierre Noël. Some of you have known him from the past. He has traveled throughout Latin America with me doing these types of seminars in the different countries. And at this point, I'd like to thank Pierre for taking the time to do this for us and introduce him to let him go ahead and start with his presentation. Pierre, thank you. Please.
Thank you very much, Max, and a very good morning to all of you, and thank you very much for attending this session. I have sent, hopefully to everyone, two PDF documents, two Acrobat documents, and of course I will give you the presentation material if you need them, or in fact you might as well go straight to Max and ask Max to give you the presentation material. I'm going to send Max the PowerPoint documents soon after this call. I am going to cover the whiteboard security as number one, and then we will go into an explanation of the different components of our Tivoli security bundles. This whiteboard security, for those of you who are familiar with Tivoli security, is very much similar to the Tivoli security whiteboard. For those of you who are familiar to the Tivoli whiteboard, excuse me, it's very much similar to the Tivoli whiteboard. We just look at how to build a message, how to build a rapport with our customers through a whiteboard, through an interactive discussion, as opposed to just running slide after slide in front of our customers. Sometimes they don't feel it meaningful. Sometimes, you know, they just start sleeping and whatnot. So this whiteboard, the whiteboard I'm going to show you, is really meant to be used as a real whiteboard. You go in front of your customer, you start up with an empty whiteboard, and you start building something through the discussion you have with them. Now, the very first slide of my whiteboard, which you should all have in front of you, says no image for these steps, because my very first slide is in fact about no whiteboard at all, but instead telling you what you should do in order to make this security whiteboard successful. Why are we doing a security whiteboard? We are doing a security whiteboard to differentiate ourselves from our typical competitors. We are doing a security whiteboard because it works much better to have an interactive discussion with our customer rather than, as I said, giving them slide after slide of PowerPoint presentation. What kind of customers, what kind of people should you invite to this type of whiteboard? Our experience says that the more people from different levels within the organization, the better. I would suggest that you don't try to have only the security people. If you want to succeed in selling Tivoli security solutions to your customer, it's much, much, much better to bring people from different horizons. Try to have the IT director, the security person. But if you can, also try to have the person who is in charge of risk management within the organization. Try to have some line of business managers, people who don't necessarily understand IT, but people who have specific problems and would like to see how IBM could help them to solve these specific problems. So my point to you is try to bring as many different people. A whiteboard will only last 20 to 30 minutes maximum, so they're not going to waste too much of their time, and I'm pretty sure they will get value out of this session. That's one thing. The second thing, if you want this whiteboard to be successful, make it as interactive, as dynamic as possible. Don't just placate information on the whiteboard and continue without asking questions. We have to make it dynamic. We have to ask questions from the customers. We have to understand what is relevant to them, what is priority to them, and we have to draw these relevant and priority things into our whiteboard so that they understand that we take into account their context and they understand that our vision and the way we plan to solve their problems is really based on their problems and not generic problems. So you need to understand, you need to talk to your customer prior to starting the whiteboard. How many IT people do they have? Are they subject to any regulations, any standards, any compliance? Have they failed an IT audit recently? Do they have a strong compliance team? Do they have a strong risk management team? Do they have a mainframe? Are they deploying strong e-business systems? Do they have a big turnaround for the IT users? I mean, do they have, you know, lots of temporary people or contractors as opposed to have employees? These informations are very useful for building up the whiteboard, as you will see in the next slide. So let me go into slide number two in my whiteboard. But again, this should not be a presentation. You should imagine yourself in front of a whiteboard talking to your customers and building that up. The first slide is really to say, Mr. Customer, I am here today to tell you about how we at Tivoli Security, how we at Tivoli, at IBM, we are helping organizations to connect IT securely to the business. We will try to show you our vision and substantiate behind our vision on how we make sure that the IT can really address business problems. And let's go further. We see, but we would like to have your opinion, and I'm here on the third slide. We see, but we would like to have your opinion, that some of the critical concerns that our customers have are related to cost reduction. Cost reduction because we are all facing crisis situation and budgets are being slashed. We have to do what we are doing with less people than before, with less money than before, and increasingly senior executives are asking our team, our IT department, our security department, our risk management department to reduce costs. So cost reduction is a critical requirement that we witness for many organizations, not to say all organizations we are dealing with. How could we do better for less money? How could we manage our customers? How could we manage our business partnership? How could we manage this merger that we are starting up right now? How could we manage to remain compliant for less money? So this is a key element that we plan to address. Do you agree, Mr. Customer? And again, you engage with your customer so that they can somewhat substantiate and tell you exactly what is in their mind when they speak in terms of cost reduction. The second problem we usually try to address with our Tivoli solutions is risk management, helping the organizations to control risks, to better control incidents, to better control frauds that is happening within the organization, and as much as possible, being able to do that with less money, so at the same time having the cost reduction. So these are some critical aspects that we believe are essential for organizations and we want to help organizations with. Service improvement. Service improvement means being able to do better, being able to be more dynamic, being able to be closer to your customers, being able to use less resources, being able to establish relationship with business partners in a faster way. All these are elements that tend towards improving services and making the organizations more agile, more dynamic. And these are elements that are critical for organizations. Governance. Governance means being able to be compliant with the regulations, being able to demonstrate internally and externally that the organization is behaving as it should, that, for example, if the organization is subject to some regulation, being able to demonstrate to the regulator that the organization is doing as it should and doing that with the least amount of cost possible, reducing cost and making sure that services are not impacted. So here I'm showing four different key requirements that organizations usually consider as very important. And I'm linking these key requirements with what we intend to show, what we intend to talk about. So this is really projecting the way we will solve problems from a high-level point of view, addressing high-level types of concerns, high-level types of problems. Of course, and I'm digressing here, of course you can always succeed in selling security by talking to the security people. But by my experience, if you try to sell security by selling to security people, you will face big competition, and you will also face a reasonably long sales cycle. Because usually security people do not have the budget. Security people tend to be technical people, so they will look at your technologies from a bits and bytes point of view. Whereas if you can project that our Tivoli security solutions will in fact address high-level problems such as cost reduction, risk management, service improvement, and governance, then we are talking to very different type of people. People who have easier access to big budget, people who are the decision people, and consequently, by projecting the way our Tivoli security solution can address these different problems, you accelerate your sales process and you eliminate your competition quite rapidly. So it really makes sense to really try to present this security whiteboard and really try to bring the right people at this whiteboard discussion and demonstrate that we have a good understanding on their problem. So let me continue. Now, I am on slide number 4. I am telling the people attending our whiteboard session that the critical elements that need to be properly looked after in order to be able to address these problems of cost reduction, risk management, and so on, are in fact critical information within the organizations. And you should ask your customer what represents critical information to them. Some customers, critical information could be customer database. It could be credit card database. A hospital or healthcare organization would consider that critical information is patient healthcare information. If this is a semiconductor organization, they might have some trade secret which they believe to be the critical information. If this is a government agency, they might have some documents, some information that is considered confidential or secret within the organization. So every organization has got different types of critical information, and it's important that during your discussion with your customer, you have a good understanding of what is the critical information. But once you have that, you really represent then what is critical is to protect and enable this critical information. You cannot just protect it. Protecting critical information is like putting it in a safe and making sure that no one can access it. Well, if no one can access it, this information is useless. So you have to protect it and at the same time make sure that the people who are authorized to access this information should be able to do so in an easy way. So protecting critical information usually means protecting these applications that give access to these critical information. So again, applications will depend from company to company. For some organizations, the critical applications would be the CRM, the ERP, the human resource systems, the e-banking system, the healthcare information system. So every organization is somewhat different, and it's important that you have a discussion with your customer to understand what they consider to be the critical applications. But the point is, we will focus on protecting and enabling access to critical information and protecting and enabling access to critical application. And protecting and enabling for whom? Well, that's the next slide. That's my slide number 5, in which I try to say the way and the people we need to protect the information from and the people we need to enable to access this critical information are very different types of people. We have employees. employees, our typical employees, some of them have access to this critical information, some of them have access to this critical application, so they need to be enabled. We also need to protect these critical information and critical applications against employees who would try to get more access than they should. Now we have customers. Increasingly within organizations, organizations want to get closer to their customers. They want to make sure that customers can access their information, customers can input information that becomes critical information, like a customer who decides to input his customer address and credit card information as part of an e-business transaction, for example. Or in a hospital, customers who would have their patient information on the hospital's database. So we need to enable customers to have access to critical applications and to have access to critical information. And we also need to protect this information against customers who would not have authorization to access this information. Then we have business partners. Business partners is also another type of relationship. They are not customers. They are not employees. They usually organizations, they have their own security, but because your customer has got a partnership, an association with business partners, there is a need for this business partner to be able to access some critical information. Think in terms of two organizations establishing a new marketing campaign, and so the business partners need to have access to the customers' information of each other, customer addresses of each other, for example. Well, that must be done, and there must be some security associated with this type of enablement, this type of access. And then we have the administrators. You will see in my second presentation that administrators are a very strange beast. The administrators are the system administrators, the database administrators, the Unix, the Windows, the network, the mainframe administrators. They have access to everything. They have full privilege. So they're very dangerous people. Very dangerous because they can access all the information. If they want to steal all the customers' information, they can do it quite easily. If they want to steal the credit card information of the customer and sell it to someone else or to the black market, they can do it quite easily. So there is a strong need to protect the organization against these administrators, these privileged users. But at the same time, you cannot prevent them from doing their job. So there is a special need for these administrators that need to be properly looked after. And then in some special cases, you also have another type of user, another type of people accessing information. These are not human beings. These are other systems. You can think in terms of data movement, crawlers, for example. One agency in the government would be authorized to access some confidential information into other agencies in an automatic way. So you have some systems that should have authorization to access some critical information. That's data movement, if you will, and that needs to be protected as well. So this slide number 5 should pretty much indicate our focus and what are the things we really want to deal with in order to address all these critical concerns such as code reduction, risk management, service improvement. We focus on application, critical data, and these people, different types of people who can have access to these applications and critical data. So going to the next slide, which is slide number 6, how do we do that? We do that by deploying technologies, by deploying solutions. And these solutions focus on access control. Access control is to determine who can do what with information. It's authorization system. It's encryption or management of encryption. So to make sure on who can do what, to make sure on the authorization associated with people who would like to access information. Identities. Identities is the management of identities, knowing who is who, knowing who has the right to access what information. Automation of user creation, automation of roles management, making sure that whenever an employee leaves the organization, automatically all the access associated with that employee are removed the very minute this employee leaves the organization. Making sure that a customer can become a customer on the fly. A customer can just be at home, look at his computer, connect to a company and decide to be a customer and give his credit card information and then have access to some critical information. That must be done on the fly. The customer doesn't want to wait a second to have access once he has taken the decision that he wants to become a customer. So he needs to automate the process. All this is related to identity management as well as role management, and I will elaborate a little bit more about that in the next presentation. The other aspect that is critical in order to enable this flow and this management to work is the monitoring and measurement. The ability to know what is happening, who is accessing what information, who is doing what at the moment, but who has done what over the last few weeks, few months, or few years, have complete visibility on what is happening. And being able to measure all this access, all this information utilization, being able to determine the amount of accident we have, the amount of fraud we have, whether we have an increase of certain types of incident or decrease. So the ability to provide visibility on all these accesses to critical information. So this is my slide number 6 that gives a good picture on the technologies we put in place in order to address these problems. Slide number 7. These technologies, these solutions, these Tivoli security technologies actually, will bring business values to the organization. By deploying access controls, identity management, monitoring, and measurement, we bring to the organization a dashboard, the ability to have visibility from a business point of view as to what is happening within the organization. We bring information and controls to security operations. The ability to give tools, to give mechanisms and technologies to the security operations so that they have visibility on what's happening, on who is doing what with the critical information, but also the ability to deploy controls, mechanisms to protect the organizations against certain types of attacks, certain types of incidents. Audit. Organizations that are subject to regulations, organizations that have internal audit, have a requirement for the IT audit team or for the internal audit team to know what's happening and to have evidence that the proper controls, the proper security techniques or tools have been deployed. And by deploying our security solutions, by deploying our access controls, identities, monitoring, and measuring, we provide all these visibility and controls to the audit team. And then business. We help business side by automating some processes, by making sure that provisioning of a customer, provisioning of an employee is done in an automatic way, by making sure that whenever the business unit needs to demonstrate compliance to some regulation, they don't need to hire a consultant to do the job and generate the reports that would take 2 or 3 weeks of consulting people to do that. They can generate all this information on the fly, so that gives them agility, that also saves them a lot of money. So that is the component that directly helps business. So here, with this slide 7, you have a good perspective on the business sides that we put in place and the business problems that we address by putting in place this monitoring, measurement, access control identities and looking after critical data, critical applications, and who can access and manage this critical data as an application. So that leads us to slide number 8, in which what we show to the people attending our security whiteboard is the deployment of these services, of these solutions, the focus on application, data, people accessing these application and data gives the organization visibility. You understand who is doing what, who is accessing your critical information, the reality about your incident, the reality about the fraud, what is really happening. You have controls. By putting in place some of these technologies, we minimize or we significantly reduce certain types of incident. We make sure that incidents related to internal fraud or people trying to accessing information they should not access, people trying to get access to information that is encrypted, all these types of incidents are eliminated or at least very much reduced by the deployment of our control. Automation. We put in place technologies that significantly automate some processes so that you don't need, or your customer doesn't need, a team of human beings to do the job. And whenever one of these human beings is sick, then the whole process gets delayed, and that it takes days and days whenever you hire a new employee, whenever someone changes role within the organization, for that person to have all the accesses she needs to be able to do her job, and so on and so on. So it brings visibility, control, and automation. Then on my last slide for this whiteboard, I try to substantiate, and or you can do that during the whiteboard discussion, it's up to you, I try to substantiate how these technologies, these Tivoli security technologies, really help organizations to address these critical problems such as cost reduction, risk management, and so on. Some of the examples I give are, for example, for cost reductions, we have been able to help a lot of organizations with their help desk. By deploying our technologies, for example, our single sign-on technologies, our user provisioning technologies, we can significantly reduce the involvement of help desk. So that, in fact, some organizations do not need the amount of help desk people they had before, do not need to pay every year for a big help desk team, because they can automate some of the processes, such as password reset. You know, it's Monday morning, or you had a long weekend, a long holiday, it's Monday morning, you go back to the office, you sit in front of your computer, you forgot your password. What do? You call the help desk. And it takes you 15 minutes with the help desk, and finally the help desk will reset your password so you can carry on working. Well, organizations pay a lot of money for this password reset. By putting in place some of our technologies, we can eliminate this password reset. You no longer have to call the help desk. The organization does no longer have to have a big help desk team to address all these password resets and similar problems. You can reset your password by yourself. Your customer can reset their passwords by themselves. Sarbanes-Oxley, it's another typical point, but that is something you can really sell quite easily our solution to, provided you are talking to the right person. If you can talk to the finance people or the people directly in charge with compliance and regulation, ask them how much it costs them to be compliant to these different types of regulation and how do they do that. 95% of the time they will tell you that to remain compliant every quarter or every 6 months, they've got to bring consultant for 2 weeks, 6 weeks, 1 month, whatever, to collect information and build the reports. And once the reports are built, then the company has got to submit these reports to the auditors. The auditor will spend again some time, and finally the auditors will give the conclusion and the organization will be compliant, or the organization might have some problems, but in any event, that's the process the organization has got to undergo. Now, what if we can significantly reduce the amount of consultant that the organization has to use every quarter in order to achieve compliance? In fact, some of our technology allow this significant reduction of consultant, because instead of bringing consultant to collect the information, we have tools, we have technologies that automatically collect this information and generate the reports. So the organization does no longer have to bring this consultant for this type of activities, and it saves them a significant amount of money. So these two examples really go towards cost reduction. Risk management. Well, quite recently we were dealing with a very large bank in Europe, and they are subject to a regulation called Basel II. And part of the problems with Basel II is they have to collect a list of all the incidents that are taking place within the organization and put all these incidents into a big database. And that's not something from IT. That's really something from the finance team and from the regulation team. And so they had critical problems to collect this information. The people in charge of the regulation within the bank had significant problems to be able to collect information. Usually what they were doing is they were asking the line of business unit managers, the managers for each business unit, to tell them about the incidents they have, and they would manually put that into a database. We have have significantly accelerated the process and helped them to manage their risk by putting in place some of our Tivoli security solutions so that the collection of incident is done in an automatic way. That's part of our monitoring and measuring, saving them lots of money, but also making them compliant with these Basel II aspects, with these aspects of the Basel II regulations, so helping them to manage risks. Service improvement, or a typical example would be these organizations, whenever they would hire a new employee, it would take 10 days for the employee to have all the access he needs to be able to do his job, to have an email address, to have access to the Siebel database, to have access to the file server, to have access to the human resource information, all this. It would take 10 days. By deploying our technologies, we automate the process, we make sure it's secure, we enable the people, and we have been able to reduce from 10 days to 2 hours. So it's significant improvement, and for the line of business manager, for the executives in charge of the business unit, he sees the improvement, and he knows how much money he saves by having this mechanism to automate the process. Governance, we've been able to help some bank, I've got in mind these big banks, they had significant problem because they didn't have the right security administrators anymore. The previous security administrators had just left the organization because he reached the age limit, so he retired. And so the organization had great difficulty to find security administrators to do the job. And so they found young security administrators, but the bank knew that these people were not up to it because managing mainframe security is something that is very difficult to do if you do not have 10 years of experience. So what they did, they put in place some of our technologies, access controls and identity technologies, to be able to help these security administrators to do their job. So they do not have to have these 10 years of experience to be able to do proper security management of the mainframe. And so we have helped the organization by saving lots of money because they don't have to find the right person who is worth gold on the market today, and helping them to make sure that they have the right level of security by putting in place these technologies to compensate from the fact that the people do not have the right knowledge anymore. So these are some examples. When you will get the Tivoli Security Whiteboard presentation, you will see that at the end of the presentation, you have all the all examples or more examples on how we've been able to help organizations and whatnot. And I'm pretty sure that my good friend Max Rodriguez will also have many, many examples related to customers in Latin America to give to you. So that will be very helpful. That should be very helpful for you. So again, if you're interested in this security whiteboard, there is a script associated with the whiteboard. There are plenty of examples. Please send an email to me or send an email to Max, and I will send you the presentation along with the script and whatnot. Now, very briefly, because I understand we do not have that much time left, I would like to go into the second presentation, which I'm going to go quickly over it. I'm just going to talk about the critical aspects, the aspect that you should really have some visibility on for you to understand how you can present our Tivoli security bundles, our Tivoli security solutions to your customers, and hopefully you would present these bundles after you have presented the security whiteboard so that you have already established a relationship with your customer and you've got some understanding on what aspects your customer is specifically interested in, so you can go and show the specific Tivoli security technologies to help. So I am on the Tivoli security risk and compliance management solution presentation. The slide number 2, why customers want our security bundles. I'm going to tell you about the bundles we have put in place. In fact, Tivoli Security, we've got something like 20 different security technologies, but we've decided, by listening to what our customers are saying, we've decided to bundle, to create 3 bundles of security technologies to address 3 different types of problems that we see in the majority of our customers. So this slide is why customers want our security bundles, because customers buy solutions that save money now, not saving money in 3 years' time, so, you know, long return on investment. They don't believe in that anymore. They really want technologies that can help them to fix problems and save money within the next 12 months. So it's very much in line with what I've been talking about on the security whiteboard. Customers need to address corporate governance problems. So if you can talk to the right person within the organization as part of the security whiteboard discussion, you will see people who have budget and who have an urgent need to have their problems fixed. And they don't want to buy small components to fix the problem. They want to partner with an organization like IBM who has an understanding of the problem from a top-down point of view and who's got a combination of technologies and understanding to help them fix the problem. That's the reason why we have the bundle. People want to automate and reduce human resources impact. If we come to a line of business executive and let him understand that by deploying our technologies, he will not have to have such a big help desk, he will not have to pay for a big help desk team, he will not have to depend on so many IT administration people to do the job, they will listen to us. Slide number 3, very briefly, another reason why people would be interested to take our technologies, that's a survey that shows that the great majority of our customers, the great majority of people overall in the organizations do not have good visibility on how many incidents they have every year. So if you can talk to the person who knows that he has a problem because he doesn't really know what's happening within the organization, then you can share this kind of survey and you can say our technologies will bring you visibility, will help you to understand what's really happening within your organization so that at the end of the year, at the end of every month, at the end of every week, you will know exactly how many incidents you have, whether you have an increase or decrease of incident, and you will be in a position to determine your priorities, you will be in a position to tell to your auditors and your regulators that you know what's happening and you are working on it. That's a significant differentiator with most organizations that really don't exactly know what's happening in terms of incidents, frauds, and whatnot. Next slide, slide number 14. I just want to share with you that the first diagram on the top is indicative that the great majority of people, when they leave the organization, they tend to steal information with them. So if someone gets fired, there is a 67% chance that the person, when he is fired, will probably take the customer database with him, take the human resource information with him or whatever. And you put that in association with the diagram at the bottom that says usually when an organization fires someone, most of the time that person still has access to critical information and critical application for quite some time. It says that in 65% of the time, when someone is fired from an organization, for the next few days, that person still can access information. For 20% of organization, can still take weeks for that person to continue to access information that he should no longer have access to. And we can help organization to reduce that problem by automating so that from the very moment someone is fired, within minutes, the person does no longer have access to the information, the critical information he had access to before. The next slide, slide number 5. It's critical for your customer to understand that the biggest problem will usually come from the privileged users. The people who are most likely to steal critical information from the organization are the privileged users, the system administrator, database administrator, Unix administrators. And whenever someone from the company decides to fix these problems, someone will have to look at fixing the problems with the privileged users. So whatever solution they put in place needs to address the problem associated with privileged users, which is what we do. So slide number 6. We have, as I said, our 3 security bundles, Tivoli security bundles. They address higher level pain points than point product sales. It's a strong differentiator against our competitors. All our competitors only have point products. They solve one problem. We go with our bundle and we solve the entire problem from A to Z. We fix all the problems associated with identity management. We fix all the problems associated with data and application security. We fix all the problems associated with mainframe security. So our message is much stronger, and our message helps us to talk to more executive people within the customer side. We're not talking with security people on a bits and bytes comparison. We are talking to a CFO. We are talking to the CIO with a solution that will address the entire problem scope. We provide greater value for the money in this tough economy. The cost associated with our bundles is significantly cheaper than if you look at each of the technologies one by one. And I have a slide on that. Simplified market messaging, also simplified ordering for your customer. We have a PID for each of these bundles, so they don't have to buy five different products. They just buy one bundle with one price. The pricing is significantly easier than if you were to look at each product one by one, so it makes everybody's life much simpler. Slide number seven, we are selling a car. We are not selling parts, and this will resonate to executives. Executives, they want their problem fixed. They don't want to buy a pair of ties from brand number A or brand A. They don't want to buy an engine from someone else. They don't want to buy brakes from someone else. They want to buy a car, and the car is what they want. So that's exactly what we do. We don't sell them small products one by one. We sell them a complete solution, and again, that's what differentiates us from our typical competitors. So slide number eight, the bundles we have. One bundle is focused on identity and access assurance. Everything associated with managing people, managing the identities, managing the roles, and making sure that only the right people can access information. That's what this bundle is all about. The other bundle is our data and application security. The focus with our data and application security is to protect the application, and it's to protect the critical information. And the third bundle is Tivoli Security Management for ZOS. This is the ultimate solution for our mainframe customers, customers who do have mainframe and need proper security for their mainframes. So let's get into it. Let me go straight, because I've covered all these aspects already, let me go straight into slide number 11 that shows identity and access assurance in a nutshell. Here in this slide 11, you see the different technologies that are bundled together. Let me just spend no more than 2 minutes to explain to you what these technologies do. First technology on the top left is our unified single sign-on offering. It's called Unified Single Sign-On because it comprises three different types of single sign-on technology. One is Enterprise Single Sign-On to address all the single sign-on problems for employees within the organization. Employees who need to access different applications, some are terminal-oriented, some are client-servers, some are web-oriented, and they don't want to remember 20 different passwords. They want to have just one password or one way to prove their identity, and boom, they access all these applications in a secure and seamless way and in a managed way. That's our enterprise single sign-on. And then we have e-business single sign-on. E-business single sign-on is the single sign-on the company needs to deploy when they want to offer e-business security to their customers. That's e-banking, for example. When I'm an e-banking customer, I access the bank, I prove my identity to the bank, I just give my account number, and I prove my identity with a password or with a token or with a smart card, whatever. And once I have done that, I can access my bank account, I can do some transactions, I can buy some stocks, whatever I want. This is e-business single sign-on, and this is bundled in our unified single sign-on. And the third single sign-on is federated single sign-on, is when you want to do single sign-on across organizations, or when you deploy service-oriented architecture within the organization and you want seamless authentication. You want your service-oriented architecture user to be able to access services on Windows, services on Oracle, services on mainframe without having to prove his identity for every service he accesses. It's got to be done in a seamless way on top of the SOA environment. So the combination of the three single sign-on is our unified single sign-on. That's one component of our identity and access assurance. The second component is our very well-known user provisioning and role management. This is TIM, Tivoli Identity Manager. This is the number one product in the market when it comes to user provisioning role management. So user provisioning, it's this management of identities within the organization. So whenever someone is hired within the organization for a specific job for a specific role, automatically access will be created for all the systems, all the applications that that person needs to access in order to do his job. Whenever the person changes role within the organization, automatically all the access, the previous access will be removed, automatically new access will be given based on the role of that person. Whenever the person leaves the organization, automatically all the access will be removed. So that's the entire user and role management within the organization for employees, for business partners, for customers. So that's the number one product on the market. We are the leading. And then we have the security, I've got a problem with my deck. Okay. And we have the security log management and reporting. This is our TSIM, Tivoli Compliance Insight Manager. This is a fantastic technology. What it does, it collects information from all the security logs within the organization, and it looks at who is doing what within the organization. That's the monitoring and measuring aspects that I have mentioned in our security whiteboard. TSIM will look at all these security logs, will have a complete perspective, a complete picture on who is doing what across the entire organization, will be able to generate reports for compliance, will be able to identify suspicious activities, will be able to identify frauds, will be able to identify incidents. It's able to do that for activities taking place now. It's also able to look at a wider perspective, such as generating logs for activities taking place over the last 6 months, over the last few years and whatnot, and being able to generate reports, not only technical reports, but compliance reports, Basel II, Sarbanes-Oxley, all these types of different standards and regulation, so that a customer, when they have TSIM in place, they do not need to bring this consultant to generate all these reports on a quarterly basis. They have automated tool to do that. So that was my slide number 11. The capabilities and benefits, I have already explained these capabilities and benefits when covering the slide 11. So now let me go straight into slide 15 about data and application bundle. That's our second bundle that I want to briefly cover. Our data and application will focus on different aspects related with data security and application security. The first one is a product called TKLM, Tivoli Key Lifecycle Management. What TKLM does is to help organizations who have a need to encrypt disks and tapes. So all these organizations who today buy IBM disks and IBM tapes with encryption capability, they need TKLM. They don't really have a choice, actually. TKLM is the technology that will manage the passwords, manage the keys associated with these encryptions on disks and tapes. That's what it does today. Tomorrow, TKLM will be able to manage the keys, the passwords for other tapes and disks, and also other solutions, all the products that do require encryptions. But as of today, TKLM is really focused in IBM disks and tapes. And as I said, every customer who has a need for encryption on disk or encryption on tapes, every customer purchasing IBM disks and IBM tapes with encryption capability do need that technology. Then we have Portal Security and Federation. Portal Security and Federation is a combination of two products. One product is FIM, Federated Identity Management. I have already mentioned FIM 5 minutes ago in our Identity and Access Assurance bundle. FIM is this SOA single sign-on, Federated Single Sign-On. Single sign-on that sits on top of SOA environment that allows you to transparently log into different types of systems on top of an SOA, service-oriented architecture environment. That is FIM. The second component we have here, part of the Portal Security and Federation, is a technology called TSPM, Tivoli Security Policy Management. TSPM is a centralized authorization and policy management system. Think of it like a central piece of authorization decision across the organization. So that instead of having in an organization authorization decision taking place at every application, you know, when you access an e-banking application, the e-banking application will take authorization decision to decide if you can do this or that. You access an assurance application, that will be the same. You access an healthcare application, will be the same. With TSPM, the customer is able to centralize all the authorization decision into a single piece of technology, making the authorization life significantly easier, also making audit and management significantly easier. So TSPM focuses on authorizations and policy management across the entire organization. And that really helps applications to be much better written. You don't have to worry about the authorization security when you write an application. You just rely on a TSPM. You don't have to worry or to worry about authentication when you write an application. You just rely on FIM to do the job. So FIM and TSPM will really help significantly the release and the deployment of applications within SOA organizations looking at SOA technologies. And then we have TSIM, which does the security log management and reporting. So that's the same TSIM I mentioned 5 minutes ago in the identity and access assurance bundle. That's a TSIM that will look at activities, will collect all the information from the security logs and generates the reports or generates information for the security operation to tell them who is doing what and what's happening across the organization. So capabilities and benefits, I think I've covered them. Now, let me go straight into security management for ZOS. That will be my close to last slide. So then I'm going to slide number 19. I want to very briefly talk to you about these mainframe security technologies that we have bundled into the security management for System Z. We have bundled four different technologies. The first one is called Z-Secure Admin. Z-Secure Admin sits on top of RACF, which is one of the security engines for mainframe, and what it does, it makes the RACF security administration exponentially easier. You don't need to have people with 10 or 15 years of RACF experience to be able to manage the security of the mainframe when you deploy Z-Secure Admin. You can ask typical security administrators to look after the administration of the mainframe. You don't need to have people with specific experience. So it makes the security management of a mainframe exponentially simpler. Z-Secure Audit is technology that allows the security, the audit people, to collect all the information they need from the mainframe to understand exactly who is accessing what information in the mainframe, whether the mainframe has been configured correctly, and generate all the compliance reports that auditors might need in order to verify the level of compliance of the mainframe.
Hello.
Yes, hello? Okay, I thought someone spoke to me. Sorry. And the Z-Secure Command Verifier is this tool that sits also on top of RACF. RACF, without going too much into details, is an extremely complex technology. And when you are a RACF administrator, you can make significant errors. You can make significant mistakes. And so Z-Secure Command Verifier makes sure that people using RACF administration tool do not make these significant mistakes. It protects administrators from making mistakes. And the last component of the Security Management for System Z bundle is, again, TSIM. TSIM will collect information from Z-Secure Audit and will be able to generate all these dashboards, all these Windows reports and compliance reports so that you can collect information from the mainframe and use that information in the Sarbanes-Oxley, in the PCI, in the Basel II type of reports that the organization has got to generate. Going into the very last slide, which is the pricing and packaging, I will leave it to Max to contact you and explain to you these different aspects of pricing and packaging. But for those of you who are used to the Tivoli pricing and packaging, you will agree with me that this is significantly simpler. For each bundle, we have a simple metric, a simple price, and so you don't have to worry too much about trying to mix and match and come to a price by trying to mix and match different things. So it's significantly easier. And that should be my last slide. The very last slide I have in front of me, more information. You can have access to our different Tivoli Security Sales Kit. You've got here the URL for accessing this sales kit that contains information, all the information you might need for your sales process. You also have the email addresses of the different people. In Latin America, this is my friend Max Rodriguez, who is sales executive in charge of Tivoli Security. And you can contact me. I'm Pierre Noël. Should you have any questions or any comments with respect to this security whiteboard and these security bundles. Max, over to you.
Pierre, thank you very much. As always, we can always depend on you in Latin America to provide us a good message and understanding of our solutions. By the way, the whiteboard, as you've been getting accolades from everywhere, has been outstanding. I understand that it is now available, and with all the scripts and everything else that's needed for anyone that that wants to learn how to get in front of a customer on a whiteboard and all that. If you can send me the link of that, I can't remember Joao Perez had sent something, and it could be as part of that link. I'd like to open it now for any questions that you may have for me or Pierre.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. Once again, to ask a question, please press star, then one.
Well, Pierre, it looks like you did an excellent job in explaining everything. I'm sure that the people that were not able to attend, they will listen to the recording, and they can contact you or myself directly for additional questions.
Certainly.
Thank you very much, everyone, and have a great day. And anything, as always, you know, let us know what you need.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may now disconnect.